Well, the Ragged Edge radio broadcast comes to you. Listen, we're down in the research center. Some of you know about that. Some of you do not. We're going to be broadcasting from down here. We are inches away. Going to say again, thank you a million times over. Some dear friends have purchased the camera that we're going to need to use down here. So we're going to be ready very soon here to begin to broadcast. We'll try to do some kind of test audios and then video. We got to test all of that, audio, video, all of put together, and we'll pump that out a little bit. And then by God's grace, we trust Him to guide us in this. We hope to broadcast globally because live stream, we could have 500,000 watching all at one time live because the bandwidth is basically unlimited. Now, and here's what matters is the content we're going to put out and how definitive it needs to be. So we're going to need your prayers in all of this. Ragged Edge Radio broadcast tonight, Deeper Than the Deep State, Part 10, When Spiritual Revelation Becomes Political Ideology. Now, I'm going to tell you in advance that I got some kind of little frog in the throat type thing, so I might sound a little scratchy tonight, but I got to be here. Been gone too long. Once again, love all of you from Scotland and the UK and Dundee and the Gate Church and just all of our friends there. And I'm just back catching up. So I know many emails, calls, even on my phone to the right of me as I was preparing to launch here tonight, the phone was going off. So I had to turn that thing off and give some focus here. Hey, Ragged Edge Radio broadcast, listen, it does involve giving some of the blood and guts of what's going on and what's going to be happening in the world that we're living in. That's why I formed the one site called prophecyprepared.com, because prophecy prepares you. And it, it gives the intel. I mean, it's tactical in the sense spiritually and in every way it prepares us. In the Old Testament, if you remember Joseph and what occurred there before, the protection, the all the things he went through in his life and what was intended for evil, God intended for good, for the salvation of lives. Now, as we look at Abagus in the New Testament book of Acts, he prophesied severe famine. The church received that as real and engaged and prepared, and it did come. So just as all other prophecies, around 2,000, I believe, fulfilled, little and huge, of course, first coming of Christ, the centrality of it all, and yet we've got around 500 or so, the experts tell us, and I'm trying to be one of those, because I just want to be expert on the scripture. Number one, because God gave us this selectively, and it's all intended to know for the benefit of our lives, benefit in ministry, benefit in every single way. It is the Word of God. Now, I'm going to say tonight very clearly again, nobody loves you more, nobody knows you better, no one does than the Lord Jesus, God in Christ. Glad you're here. Ragged Edge Radio broadcast. Dire warning for the world, indestructible hope in the brilliance of the gospel. So we love to tell you that. The political, the military, the economic, the technological, we can go beyond that and dig into many other things. The music industry, the media, the arts and entertainment and all the rest of that. Highly frog in the kettle approach? Well, yes. I mean, that's very clear to me concerning what's been going on. And I think that once we take a look at all that, and you've got to know the evidences of the rise of the spirit of Antichrist, or the rise of the agenda. I mean, you've heard of Agenda 21 all the way to 2030 and things like that, or the transhumanist 2045. Well, Revelation 12 gives the insight, and I want you to know, again, no one else can do this, but God gives the insight of a global conspiring, I mean, packed with dark rage. It's ancient, it's old, and it's the last attempt that side will have in doing what it needs to do. But I don't think, again, my issue is the fallen world system doesn't know whether political, economic, technological, military. I mean, there's a lot of unwittings that are embracing. That's exactly what Hell's Kitchen wants and what Hell's Kitchen's doing. And there are those who are the wittings, those who are interfacing, and they know they are interfacing with a fallen non-human, fallen ones. That's part of the picture. That's the mysterion that we've been talking about in 2 Thessalonians 2. The mystery of iniquity is already at work. It is mammoth. It is massive. It involves their goal of assimilation of billions. And I just want everyone, mainly biblical theologians and pastors and leaders and moms and dads, by the way, we need to understand this. The entire body of Christ needs to be lit up and understand that beyond the actual things going on, beyond the research that's going on, beyond the books and materials, beyond becoming awake, biblical prophecy keeps you at the cutting edge of everything. It puts you ahead of all of it and tells us that there is that global conspiring agenda that is supernatural. And we read it out of Daniel. We read it out of Revelation 13. We read it across the board that it will arrive footprints in human history, broadest destruction because of the broadest of deception. It is supernatural from beginning to end, but it all has its interface in humanity. And so the decades of left-hand path, little by little, step-by-step, frog-in-the-kettle approach, engaging, offering non-human enhancement, political, military, economic, technological, and then the kind of pollution, if you think in terms of pollution, you know, out of Hell's Kitchen, if you think in terms of the spirit of Antichrist or the counterfeit or that presence as it has invaded, developed, guided in the music industry, in the movie industry, in the media and so forth. So you're seeing the spirit of the age. You're seeing what's to come in just a number of years on the streets of human history. That the world can't calculate, the world can't believe. I mean, even though, listen, I'm on the airplane coming back. There's a Scottish woman sitting next to me. We're talking. I begin to talk about God and perspective of knowing God and walking with God and seeing things. Because when this person said to me that the world's going to blankety blank, this person was very frank, and I tried to be very biblically frank and bring an answer. But I said to this individual, I said to them, and actually, I'm sorry, this girl here is from I don't want to give away the site, you know, where, but from right outside of London, actually. But she just went into the Scottish part of it and the backgrounds and so forth. And so as I listened to her talk about how this individual, which gave zero evidence of knowing anything really about God other than God's out there somehow. But, I mean, just living life, 28-year-old mother, and then just simply says that the whole world's going to blankety blank. So you can go to WebBot, you can go to the Harvard Studies, you can go to those massive multi-million dollar global the futurologists and others that are not just crunching the numbers and the trends, but even using AI to see what the world is feeling, what the world is saying, what the world is doing concerning and speaking. Well, everybody, including WebBot and all the rest of it, are saying the world is feeling a ominous presence, a critical time in history, and that an ultimate collapse is coming. It's in the air. Now, I'm going to say this. It's in the air because they are in the air. Their agenda is global. Spiritually, the air is packed. He's the prince of the power of the air. the fallen ones, as I mentioned many times out of Ephesians 6, 12 on down, they're in the Huronos, right above our head, the heavenlies. But if you understand that side, if you understand that supernatural side, well, look in Genesis, the engagement in the garden. It was a communication. It was a mind to mind, heart to heart, feeling to feeling. It was two beings. Humanity was there, and there was non-humanity. And the engagement, the cloak of deception, the lies, the supra abilities, though we were given the shield, the equivalent of one scripture. If held to, would have preserved humanity in the original state. I mean, check it out again, but you got to go back millennia to see what occurs there, because what occurs there, what goes down the all of history. And billions have missed that concept and understanding, and then just angry and mad and bloody and political and everything else concerning life. Some don't realize they've been played. They've been duped. I wonder whether those who embrace the spiritually charged Nazi ideology in the end sat there dumbfounded. Satan enters Judas because his heart is sealed against Christ, against God. And so this dark one that was there in Genesis 3 enters in Judas to go out and betray the Son of God, to in a real sense, a tactical move to have him killed, to have him... I mean, is that conspiracy? Is that a conspiring? Judas was used, and I don't think he really understood. I think that's part of my issue with the world that we live in. How many that don't have the Spirit of God in them, they're vulnerable to this. Satan has rights over their lives. Ephesians chapter 2, remember? Do you really believe the biblical... worldview? I mean, do you really believe that's aletheia, truth, reality? I do. See, that's, if you're really going to believe it, if you really say you're a Bible believer, then all of it, every bit of it is a revealing of aletheia, truth. And that's the real truth movement. It comes from the God of truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The Spirit of truth, the Word of truth. We're to have on the armor. It begins with truth. Aletheia. Reality. Because in the world there's lies and blinding, and there's a supernatural operative presence to blind minds and to guide humanity. There's an effort on a global scale of interaction. There are millions that are engaging that, but they're engaging it in the wrong way. It's aliens. It's ascended masters. It's the great white brotherhood. It's the ancient gods, transhumanists say. But it's far beyond that propaganda. It is the fallen ones, as seen in Genesis 3, as seen in Matthew 4, as seen entering Judas's life to betray God in human flesh. There's a battle. It's a spiritual war. And the world that we're living in, this deep state that they're talking about, is just the rumblings of what's beneath. Kind of like on the streets of New York, when one of those sewer covers, manhole covers, begins to rumble, because down below the pressure, the gas, what the real cause. I mean, you can watch, and I've seen this happen even in the Akron area. You've seen it in the movies, right? Where the manhole cover, the sewer cover, the big steel begins to rumble a little bit, then maybe even pops up. It didn't do it on its own. So we're looking at that sewer covering. We're looking at the manhole when we talk about deep state, when we talk about everything in the public arena. We're just simply seeing that. But it's what's below, what's causing that, which is supernaturally stealth. It's part of their tactical power. The one that blinds the minds of unbelievers so they can't see. That's a tool that probably militaries would love. I mean, they've attempted it, you know, Philadelphia Project and invisibility issues, and you think in terms of that tactical ability, and yet that's exactly what the dark side has. It has metaschismazo, the tactical ability to change its form, its presentation, without changing its nature agenda. And that morphing, that masquerading of its presence is tactical. It's never about revealing who they really are and what they really want. It's always about deception, drawing in complete and utter blinding of humans, whether individually or as a whole on a global scale. Now, that's part of the reality. I mean, that's part of what's been happening. Now, we can look at examples of that through history, but we can also take a look, and we do this a lot, and you can look up any movie, and I put a couple up and put other materials up on my Facebook page. Nazi ideology was spiritually conceived. In other words, as Lebensfeld and as Dietrich Eckart and Swedendorf and the sorcerers and those around, even Hitler himself, you've got to understand, as they opened the doors to the other side, to the spirits and the engaged, that entire development of Nazi ideology and what its quest was came from a supernatural source. So political ideology, military vision and quest, and the goal to conquer the world, really? Himmler says if we can create but 200 million master race, you know what they meant by that, right? They really meant godmen, like hybrid humans. Somehow by selective breeding and crossing the ancient Aryan, the occult version of that, that they can somehow bring back the godmen. Now, that was their goal. Whether anybody wants to believe it or not, it's what they believe that made them dangerous. That's the issue. Where do they get their... You know, that's what I loved about Cornelius Van Til and Francis Schaeffer and many other apologists, were when they brought out the concept of presuppositional analysis. Analyze the roots of a belief system. That's why I believe that modern-day socialism is not modern-day socialism. It's modern-day precursors of Luciferic globalism. That's what I really believe. So the dark side has for so long guided. We're going to talk about that in point one here in a moment. But I want you to remember the ritual done at Bohemian Grove. And I see that somebody's already brought that up on the Facebook page. And I appreciate that because that's true. If you can take a look on the web and see the ritual, I'm going to say again that it's a real ritual. It's not a mock. There's no real such thing. And even if it was, why do kings of the earth, why do the military men, the presidents and kings of the earth and media moguls and billionaires and the rest of them, why are they going to sit around and watch a mock human being thrown into fires to burn them up in a human sacrifice and applaud it? So anybody that knows Left-Hand Path knows that's real. Anybody that's come out of there knows that's real. And I'm going to say again, with every ounce of my being, I believe, and I don't care what they do to cover up now, that just like in the old days, just like with the Baals, just like with Moloch, just like then, just like with the Aztecs, human sacrifice, the shedding of blood, the slow, torturous killing of a child or a human being in a demonic ritual is the number one way to draw them, open a gateway. I mean, if you're talking about opening gateways to the other side, that's their number one thing. That's why I'll say again, keep looking at, keep praying for. I mean, it's the most guarded, it's the most supernaturally sealed and secretive, but it was done all through the Old Testament, all over the place in the Old Testament. Ezekiel 8 going down under, say, I mean, again and again and again as you restudy, I'm going to tell you again that just as in the Old Testament in small regional ways, like the Moabites and others, human sacrifice is a way to empower military, to cover their nations, to win battles. So what we see in small nations, in groupings, in groups that came up against Israel and sought their war demon gods through blood sacrifice, well, that's true when you think in terms of the shamans, warlords, I mean, you can think of that in terms of Africa. You can think in terms of that in the Aztecs and the Mayans in the end. You can think in terms, and you got to understand this, it has gone, I'm going to say again this, for I'm going to say for 60 years, the most organized development of human sacrifice behind the scenes, growing on a global scale, has been going on. If you know of satanic ritual abuse anywhere in the world, they're in the UK, by the way, they're in Scotland, by the way, they're in Ireland, by the way, the ancient Druids, don't forget that. I got something to read to you here in a moment. So, in order for the dark powers to be manifest to this side, to influence, engage, assimilate political, military, economic, technology, and so forth, and bring a spiritual pollution to the world, look at Babylon, Revelation 18, the utter massive manifestation. Now, I'm going to continue to say this. I'm going to continue to scream this out because, number one, it's all a biblical revelation and prophecy. It's true. We have more now. If I go back 40 years, it was different. Some of you can go back 60 years. You know, it's different. The demonized, engaging spirits, voices in the head, sleep paralysis, summoning of demons to possessed, on and on and on. You know the sheer numbers of the affected and the sheer numbers of the practitioners are beyond anything we've seen. And I'm going to say this, beyond anything I know of in human history, which it's evil, it's radical, it's dangerous, it's hellbound, but God already gave the heads up. We should be appalled. We should be standing up. And that's what it should do. It should outrage us, David against Goliath, that principle. It should cause us to get up and run towards, in the name of God, towards all of it, with the presence and power and authority and armor and gospel of Jesus of Nazareth. There's nothing else that's going to contest that consuming global development. You see, politicians, military men and women, and I know that there's going to be those that will be angry at me for saying this, but if you do not have the Spirit of God inside of you, you're not only going to not know and understand the incremental influence, voice to skull, presence around you. You're not going to understand even the idea of, something psychic, something supernatural, something aiding, something non-human, guiding political advantage, military advantage, economic advantage, technological advantage. Obviously, they're going to give that to hook and draw. So the deepest and the deeper than the deep state is the real, like Ezekiel 8, Luciferian, underground, hidden. High places are underground, and they are willfully, winnings, interacting with and engaging in a global conspiring agenda that comes straight from Hell's Kitchen. When I say that, I mean straight from the fallen cherub himself. Now, as I say that, then it spreads, and it if you understand the Bible and you believe the scriptures and you read Revelation 12 and you understand the agenda and you read the rest of scripture and you know that a Luciferic New World Order, a Antichrist false prophet, you understand forced compliance, mark of the beast, image of the beast, opening the abyss, and ultimately Armageddon. And not one shred of any of that will be able to appear on the streets of human history without the dark sides manifesting presence and powers, enabling, guiding, creating, developing, maintaining all of it. So I will say it again, the most supernatural time in human history is now, but it's still a scratch of what's to come here shortly, if especially if you read Revelation 13, since it hasn't happened yet. And yet, what you read in Revelation 13, or if you want to go back to Daniel and read the same principles of that new order most likely has to be developed for decades and decades, maybe six, maybe eight, eventually the final form. There has to be a final development, and then finally a four-decade, at least, embedding on a global scale to where they come to the point of being ready. Antichrist born, false prophet born, everything ready, pushing, ready to unleash on the world a conquest. A conquest, Revelation 6. So that has to be embedded on a global scale, politically, on a military basis, economic. It doesn't mean everybody. Enough to build a global system, enough to build that which is going to come out on the world and eventually control the world. So do we understand how huge, how big, how broad, how wide? So the underworld, the deeper than the deep state. So if all we're looking at is the manhole rumbling, then please understand what's below that is the cause. And it's here. And it's now. And if they're doing the ritual at Bohemian Grove to summon, to raise up the demons, to bring the demons from that side to this, and then target the audience of the kings of the earth and unleash those demons on those kings, on those political, military, economic, media, you know, leaders of the world, as has been doing, being done for years. It's not the only place. As prayers are done, you're going to find out that not only high places like that, like in the Old Testament, the high places, do a study, and then the underground, like Ezekiel, you're going to see both. But the physical secrecy is beyond anything I know of. I really do. I really say that. I really mean that. Their goal and their acute awareness and need and enforcement of physical secrecy is beyond anything I know. Then you cover that with supernatural power to guard and guide and keep anyone from penetrating. And fallen humanity, that's why I'm saying on a fallen humanity basis, you can't penetrate that. The Word of God does. God has. There's no way to keep God out. Read Psalm 139. Look at God's ability. Look at His omnipresence, His omniscience. You know, the sum collective of hell and all of it together collectively, add the numbers, it still doesn't equal finite omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence. They can't scratch the surface of the attribute of Yahweh Adonai. They just can't. If you're a believer and Christ is in you and you embrace Jesus, you embrace Yahweh, you embrace God, this is God in human flesh. God dwells in you. Have you read that? Have you read that in 1 Corinthians 3 and 6, and chapters 3 and 6? And 6? I mean, the body of Christ, but you individually, a naos, a temple. God dwelling in you, lit up by the Spirit of God. So I hope you'll do a study again of Ephesians 1, of the Spirit of God in you, the Spirit of God deposited in you, the Spirit of God, and the prayer to for a spirit of wisdom and revelation that you might even know, gnosko, experientially know Christ even more. He's in you. He can't be more in you, but you can become more experientially knowing of that. That's what Ephesians chapter 1, the prayers are all about. The eyes of your heart be lit up, brightened by the Spirit of God so you can comprehend, know it to the depths of your knower. That's the concept of the eyes of the heart. That's the concept of deep within. Christ in you, the Spirit of God in you, and knowing the deep things of God, He reveals. God has opened the door to all of it, to you, the believer. you and I and listened so much in the Western world, we've neglected so great a salvation. We've neglected so great a word of God. We've neglected so great a futurology. Now, we may have focused on Jesus wins, and we can pump up a crowd, Jesus wins, and everybody shouts and yells hallelujah, and yet doesn't still know the rest of the content God gave so that we might know that content and use that content. He didn't give the content to be ignored, trifled with. You're talking about stuff that's heavier than anything the intel agencies have. I could read 10,000 books. I just got a bunch of new books coming in. I got a book next to me called Psychic Warrior by David Morehouse. I talked to him back in the 90s. There's a reason why. I'll see if I can get to that right now, but it's sitting next to me over here. As I read that and bought it for my staff back then, the workers, and they all read, they all saw the same thing I did. As a military individual by a non-human presence was able to leave body and go to what they call the ether, what the Bible calls Hieronos, second heavenlies, the same place Ephesians 6, 10, 11, 12 talks about. And if the eyes of their heart are not lit up by the Spirit of God, if the eyes of their heart are dead spiritually to God, the massive superior presence in Christ, then there's no way for them to see through the metaschizmazo, the masquerading. So they can say, as in that book, they can say, as hundreds of millions do worldwide, that the spirits and the powers and the presence and the entities, they're real. I agree. They are real. The Word of God shows they're real. You just don't know the name. You know, many just don't, they don't know the nature of the beings. Because those beings, as I see in Scripture, never reveal themselves or who they are or what they really want or what their ultimate agenda is. It's always lies, 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 deception, lies, deception, then destruction. Go ask Judas. Fields of Aceldama. That's ultimately how it goes down. If you're lost, if you're reconning the show, you're on the other side of the fence, you're just simply, you know, God is not in you. You don't want anything to do with that. Well, then, who are you? Where'd you come from? Where are you going? What happens when you're 6 feet deep? Do you have any meaning in life whatsoever? So if you're just simply reconning the show, then you've got to hear one thing. God in Christ, nobody has loved you more, sought you more, seeks you now. I told the UK girl sitting next to me on the plane, she's drinking her wines, I told her. It's like she's never heard it. See, it's so real to me, not only because I know the experience of being lost and running from God and running from anybody that knew God until I was so impacted by the Spirit of God. That's why to this day I know the gospel is the most powerful spiritual thing on the planet. And in unleashing that gospel, telling that truth, you're laying the message of God and his very presence is in it, and the Spirit of God is going to do his work. God brought me to my knees. God brought Saul of Tarsus to his knees. So I told the girl, what I'll tell you now is that you don't realize that God is not only awesomely real and knowable, but he's been pursuing you, and today he's pursuing you, and he'll pursue you. And in his determined counsel, he's not willing that anybody perish. He doesn't want you to perish. If you refuse God, you're left with your sin, you're left with the devil, you're left with your lostness, you're left with death inside you and separation eternally. That's on you. See, that's why God came. That's why the cross, the defeating of sin, of death, of Satan, of being lost, the gift, forgiveness, new life, immortality, seeing God face to face, answers for why we are here and why it is like it is. So if you don't know Christ, you've already are lost in the spiritual battle, and that side owns you and wants to draw you in, and their ultimate goal is to suck you into the agenda globally to get you to participate. Of course, Satan has a personal thing too, the parable of the word. You got to remember, he doesn't want anybody to hear the word of God and be saved. He wants to snatch it from you. Truth is, that dark side doesn't want anybody to get saved. Because that's the work of God. That's coming to know God. That's coming to know truth. That's coming out of darkness into a glorious light. For over 40 years, I've never searched for meaning since I came to Christ. For over 40 years, I've never searched for something else when I came to Christ, when God came to dwell in me. If you're a seeker, a searcher, and want some backdrop to this, go to that Bible and read Romans chapter 8, and you're going to see it is a massive thing for me. The spirit of adoption, the spirit of God, the witness of the spirit inside, witnessing that I am his child, the help of the spirit of God in life, in prayer, the indwelling of the spirit of God, guaranteeing what is to come. Well, you read the whole chapter, God is at work in my life. I have over four decades to tell you about God at work in my life. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Today, every believer needs to go back to Psalm 103 and not forget the benefits, not forget the things he has done. Sometimes all we think about is what he hasn't done. The question is, what have we done? Evidences of the deeper than the deep state when spiritual spirits, demons, fallen ones, are impregnating their agenda, thoughts, ideas, ideology, their stuff into the minds, hearts, experiences of political, military, economic, technological leaders. And if not, the world of, because the influence goes right into the world of the media and the music and the entertainment, and it doesn't surprise me. I don't like it, but it doesn't surprise me. I hate the concept of demonized fantasy writings of Slender Man that can influence 12-year-old girls who are reading it and opening their heads to demonic doctrine that then decide they're going to sacrifice another 12-year-old by blood sacrifice to a demon entity that is probably gathered around them because they have begun to believe that teaching. If you've gone to 1 Timothy 4, 1 on down, you're going to see that the doctrines of demons, the didache of daemonia, that teaching, that physical teaching that came from them, spirits. It's how Helena Blavatsky, that's how Alice Bailey, that's how Spengler, that's how Mueller, that's how so many of the writers, including Course in Miracles, and 10,000 upon 10,000 of other writers, if a spirit is guiding them to build, you know, put out lyrics, artwork, architecture, political agenda, spiritual books, if it's a spirit, a fallen one, guiding that, that's didache daemonia. It has the potential of opening a person who's beginning to believe it to the spirits and entities that first gave it, to the point of deep influence, to the point of attachment, to the point of them using them in some way. And that's exactly what you're going to see prophesied 2,000 years ago. It would be happening. It would bring deception to the masses. It's right there in 1 Timothy 4. So the evidences of the deeper than the deep state, the evidences of how spirits and their teaching, their revelation, their inspiration becomes political, military, economic, technological agenda. Well, number one, that if it is, then ultimately you can track it and see that it's spirits that have done this. In the Old Testament, you could see this again and again. King Manasseh, the Moabite king, you can go forward to the Roman and Greek gods and so forth, the war gods, and take a look at all of that, and you're going to see that they not only believed in the entities, the gods, and called on them and did rituals and so forth. That's the history of the fallen world. That's the history of their work, because they had allowability to be here based on the doorway, legal right doorway in Genesis 3. So, not that we like it, the biblical truth is they are not only here and in control. You look at 1 John 5, the evil one controlling. Again, animating, he is, it's a global thing. And there's a global quest, and the development of that, I'm going to tell you right now, the deep state stuff, and all that's happening, the confusion, rumbling, hatred, battling, subterfuge, all of this stuff going on, fighting, and all the rest of it, it's part of the evidence of what Jesus talked about in Matthew 24. It's part of the evidence of that something beneath that rumbling manhole cover. See, in a real sense, in the physical sense, we're looking at the manhole cover as it, you know, this big steel thing is rumbling. It's rumbling, and people are hearing and seeing and knowing. But I think deep down, most know that underneath all of this is something far more sinister. In the biblical unveiling, the most organized, most designed, most empowered than anything on the face of the earth. So, number one, in engaging and looking at political, military, economic, technological ideology, and in looking into the fantasy writings, artworks, and lyrics of music and movies, even, are they inspiring those? Do the people that are the artists, the writers, and so forth, are they meditating? Are they wanting spirits? Are they being guided? Are they engaging? I mean, that's exactly what we see in point two here. Direct, you know, if you see it in the political ideology, military ideology, you see it in economic and or technological. If you see a ideology and an agenda that is in direct opposition to the Word of God, That's kind of the description of the spirit of Antichrist in 1 John, if we know that well, and you should know that book backward and forward. I mean, the concept of erase and replace, that's what occurs as we see in Ezekiel 28, as we see in Isaiah, the five I wills. The idea is erasure of God in opposition to, but then replacing. A counterfeit to God and everything about God. I mean, that's the engagement. And with that, looking at political, you know, so I look at political platforms, I look at political speeches, I look at what people believe. You got to wade through the lies, you got to wade through the propaganda, you got to wade through all of what you see here. And ultimately, what they believe is all about erasing God, erasing the Word of God and replacing it. If every concept of the ideology, if every concept in an economic system or a technological development has within it opposition to the Word of God, opposition to God, then I think you know that it's without question the spirits have guided, have directed. I think there's going to be technologies, and maybe the mark of the beast and maybe the image of the beast are technologies. Obviously, the image of the beast, the false prophet, breathes a spirit, obviously a demon into it. Only then does that which was created become alive. and serves Homo Satanas. I mean, look at the early church, the Gnostics. Look at the development for 2,000 years of every kind of occult system, whether you look at the Rosicrucians, whether you look at the Illuminati, whether you look at the Masons, on and on and on and on. The idea, again, to erase. Now it's about the idea, erase Christ. Well, now listen, New Agers, Gnostics, Mormons, Masons, they'll give you a Christ, not the one of the scriptures. They'll give you always a de-deified, non-saving, fake Christ, because that's all the spirits will and can give. It's the Spirit of God that's going to unveil God in human flesh, Christ. The elect angels of God, the prophets of God, the apostles of God, the word of God, every believer that has the Spirit of God in them knows this worldwide, no matter where you are. The Spirit of God in you, when you hear cult teachings, when you hear deception, when you hear the presence of the Spirit of Antichrist, erase and replace. Well, then you know what's there. Now, they want to even bring deception there. You look at the book of 1 John, you read, I'm writing to you because of those who are trying to lead you astray. They're guided by demonic presence, demonic spirits. They're really supernatural, you know, speakers and workers, but they were false when it came to. So we read 1 John 4. We're supposed to know the difference between the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. Now, when you think in terms of direct opposition to the Word of God, you're going to say next is direct opposition to the Christian faith and mission. So whether it's a political system, now you think in terms of Islam, that's not, you could say, well, that's a political system, but it's completely birthed out of a territorial being, a supernatural being named Allah that has never been, is not, not will, and never will be God, never was. Most likely the Prince of Persia from Daniel. So as people embrace Didache Daimonia, and as they embrace that, look at the opposition. Opposition to the Word of God, opposition to the person of Christ, opposition to the Christian faith and mission. So whether you're looking at Gnostics, whether you're looking at occultism, whether you're looking at Rosicrucianism, Masonic teaching, Islam, and you keep going across New Age, a billion maybe worldwide, New Age, even ufologists, psychics in the realm of those embracing non-human entities, thinking that they are gods or ascended or... but. When they come to that embrace, then they come. Then all of a sudden, they're discarding and standing in opposition to the Word of God. They stand in opposition to the Christian faith and mission. They're here in the promotion of the satanic agenda, which is to bring the world to assimilation and compliance by deception. Until there's such a grip, until the agenda of them creating the massive chaos, destruction, red horse, black horse, pale green horse, until hundreds of millions are dead and the world's on fire, and the world's crying for help, and all of a sudden the chaos and slaughter and collapse that has been occurring, a whole new order has arisen to save the day. Peace, peace. But there is no peace. It's prophesied that sudden destruction. That's their agenda. That's how they're going to play it out. That's what they're going to do. So when I see that developing, when I see those in the Middle East guided by a demon territorial entity saying one thing and promising one thing, and they got a large, sharp blade behind their back ready to cut your throat. So in politics, in military development, in economic developments, You know, why are the wealthy elite drawn into this dark side, the Mother of Darkness Castle, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, Eyes Wide Shut? When you're lost, you're filthy rich, you have everything possible. Satan's offer is hedonism. Party to you puke, hedonism to you puke, hedonism to where then you want something else. To be drawn into an underworld, to be a part of a elite, to be a part of a spiritual agenda that's saying that you're going to be the elite, you're going to help control the world, you're going to help rule the world, you're going to help a whole new order come, you're going to help get rid of the old order and bring a new order in, you're going to be the kings of the earth, you're going to be the elite, chosen ones. So when you see the direct promotion of the satanic agenda in new technologies, political agendas, when you see that, then you know that the deeper than the deep state presence has risen up to the neck of those in politics, military, economics, technologies. And you'll see the stream continue in the world of the multi-billion dollar industry of music and lyrics and charged lyrics and movies and charged, behind the scenes promotion of that doctrine. I mean, remember again, when the deeper than the deep state, when the Mysterium, when the global demonic array has interfaced with thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and they're on their way, well, then you're going to find that, number one, they have been guided by supernatural source, demonic. You're going to find they bring direct opposition and discarding of the Word of God to replace it with their revelations. Take a look at the United Nations. Take a look at Alice Bailey. Take a look at the content, the 21 volumes. Take a look at what spirit do they stand on and are guided by and are influenced with. When there's direct opposition to the gospel. Now, I'm going to tell you something. In the United States, you can feel that here and there. I mean, you can feel that here and there. But in Scotland and in London and in the UK, I felt that in a heavier way. It's like the deeper than the deep state is up around the ears. In the political, military, economic, technological. I mean, there's a fight for the life in a sense because of terrorism and all the rest of that, a surveillance society that's beyond anything I've seen when I was in France or Germany or Poland or Canada. So the deeper than the deep state, in my opinion, is manifesting in the UK, and that's a serious problem. Because any nation embracing the deception on a cultural, political, economic, militaristic level will begin to show it's not only opposition ultimately to the clear, clean Word of God, but to the clear, clean mission of Jesus in saving and healing and reaching every single human and doing that gospel freely. When a nation begins to oppose that, they are being gripped, they are being influenced, they are being seduced, they are, well, in opposition to the very mission of God. And then you're going to see the direct promotion of a satanic agenda. Their promotion of that satanic agenda, biblically speaking, is a massive confusion, massive offering, a demonic masquerade, multiple directions. Whether you talk about man-made religions, well, when I say man-made religions, even the Vedas and things like that, you have the ancient gurus taking drugs, soma, that then they open up to the ascended masters, the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 guys, entities. Wherever the fallen ones have found influence and have embedded and have guided writings and have brought about architecture and stonework and et cetera, and brought about a place where they would have ultimately sacrifices that would open gateways. Well, they then gain massive rights. And that's what the concept of the rise of Babylon, the global spiritual embedding of the broadest manifesting, I mean, dark side manifestation. I mean, read Revelation 18. It doesn't pop one day, like one day it's not, and then one day it is. Decades of increasing manifestation, global, 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 global. Have I said global? I'm going to tell you again, we can talk about the individual personal battle. By the way, I'm going to be in Long Island next May, the last couple days of May, first day of June, and they're going to give me many hours to teach on spiritual warfare using my workbook and bringing some team members in. And I want to see you in Long Island. I missed it last year. And we're plotting to be there and give massive training. I'm not just going to speak, not just going to show slides. Training, major interaction when it comes to spiritual warfare personally. And we can say nationally, I could say to all the political leaders, we can stand there and proclaim to political leaders everywhere, listen, if you allow the other side with all of its deceptions to come in, and then you're going to see this agenda to quiet Christianity and silence Christianity and allow the spirits. Well, it's like Os Guinness wrote. By the way, Os Guinness, who wrote that book, The Dust of Death. Hey, you cares? That's a good book to take a read. He tells the story of the encircling eyes. If you're English, you understand this maybe. Those who go on safari down in Africa, they're going and they take their teams deep, deep into the jungles, and they, at nighttime, they build big fires. And those big, raging fires, it holds back everything. But in the middle of the night, when the fires are going down, the fires are getting smaller, and the heat is going down, and the light is going down. On the safari, all of a sudden, you look out around you, and you begin to see the eye, you hear the noises, and you see the eyes, the encircling eyes of the animals, the encircling eyes of the beasts, because the fire. He equates that to real biblical Christianity, Book of Acts style, going down and down and down. And as it goes down and down and down, the encircling eyes are approaching. The Dust of Death, Os Guinness. Good read. A good read. Could I speak to the Queen? Could I speak to the Prime Minister? Can I speak to the leadership? Can I speak to the politician? Can I say to them the danger? Can I speak to the intel agencies? That in threat analysis, a suprahuman presence incrementally is working to assimilate and draw, and ultimately, as it has the world, it's going to bring the greatest destruction to billions, to the planet. Now, here's, again, evidences in the political, economic. When you see the satanic agenda, the erasure of nations and the goal of globalism, the idea of oneness, but under who? Under what? Well, take a look at Revelation 13, you'll see. As it rises, this charged political ideology, military, it's all going to be part of the same. They're all going to be connected. When the Antichrist comes, he's political, but military, because he has to be there for the sake of what's going to occur. And then the economic, he needs a big checkbook, right? He needs the technologies. So that's all being prepped. That's all on the way, and it's coming down to it. Global consciousness is moving that direction. More to talk about that tomorrow. We're going to talk about global mind, the global brain tomorrow. And then when the Antichrist speaks the voice of an ancient hate, it's going to make Hitler sound like a squeaky dog's toy. Beneath the surface. Now, that which is beneath the surface, bigger, broader, stronger than anything on a human scale, fears the name of Jesus. Fears what occurred and is crushed by what occurred at the cross. Their entire operation on a global scale to do what they're doing is based on what's happening and going to happen in Revelation 19. A Savior's coming to put an end to all the confusion, all of the war, all of the death, all of the injustice, all of the lies, all of the junk, all of the deep state, deeper, all of it. Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father, Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor. Do you know him? Does he dwell in you? Have you bowed your knee and said, Lord Jesus Christ, I turn my life over to you. Come, come into my life and be my Savior, my Lord, my God. Got to do that. We're at the end of the hour. This is Russ Dizdar, Ragged Edge Radio Broadcast. Sorry for the Ragged Edge voice tonight. Drink some tea after this. Keep us in your prayers. Into Pennsylvania this weekend for sure. Keep us in support. Thank you for that. Est Gloria Jesu Christu.
To the poor, he had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.